Hello and welcome to the very first episode of the Greenhouse Podcast. I'm your host, Jordan Green, and this is the show where we talk about nothing with people who have something to say. This is podcast episode one, and we are broadcasting to you today from the Greenhouse headquarters. It's one of the Greenhouse headquarters. This one is located in Lawrenceville, Georgia, and we are recording during the first week of July. So today we have a very special guest in the house. He is all the way from Venezuela. He is my very good friend and my guest today. His name is Brandon Quevedo. First, I'd like to thank our sponsors, though. All of our sponsors can freely give to the project because all of the equipment that we have purchased over the years has not been paid for quite yet. So we are looking forward to your donations. You can visit us at thegreenhousepodcast.com or email us at greenhousepodcast@icloud.com to make your donations and be a sponsor today. So I'd like to introduce our very special guest today, and very special, I think you all know who I'm talking about, Brandon Quevedo. Ladies and gentlemen, how you doing, Brandon?
How's it going, Jordan?
It's going great. It's going great. I've had a great day. What about you?
I just have a great day. I just watched USA whoop on Guatemala.
Wow. Was that this year's game, or were you watching a recording?
It was real. It happened.
Really?
Yeah, just a few minutes ago.
Well, I tend to watch those recordings from many, many years ago.
Yeah.
And sometimes when I walk into I go into work.
Yeah.
And I talk to some of my coworkers. I say, what'd you think of the game? They look at me
how
like
the game.
What game?
Wait. So when you watch these pre-recorded games, do you still get surprised?
Every single time. I watch ones that I've never seen before.
Okay. I thought you like The Office, like reruns.
No.
It's usually watch it again.
Exactly.
He couldn't miss that one again.
No. But I'm actually surprised every single time. I hit play on the VHS. I still have a VHS player.
Okay.
I hit play. These were all recorded by somebody at some library. Like, I got them at the library.
Yeah.
I don't know. Have you ever been to a library?
Yes. I have. But I'm curious. What are the games? Are like checkers?
No. They're
sports.
They're sports.
Oh.
Sports of all kinds.
What sports?
Well, you know, you have soccer. That's okay. One of the sports. So there's been footballs.
Okay.
That's a sport, right? I mean, it is a sport.
Are you asking me or are you telling me?
it's a catchphrase, I think.
Okay, is that our next segment? Is that what we're doing now?
The topic today is catchphrase.
The
secret word is
footballs.
Today's show is brought to you by the letter S. This show is very scrumptious.
Oh man! Hey, by the way, thanks for the water.
Oh gosh,
we can't say what water it is because
we don't want to be sued.
We don't have the rights.
We don't have the rights yet. I'm talking. I'm in the works.
Can we even say it's bottled water? Is that allowed?
Mm-hmm. It is bottled water. I think that's okay. I don't think
it's a fact.
Bottled isn't copyrighted.
Yeah.
The word bottled. I don't think it is.
I don't think it is either.
I think it's, well, I appreciate you giving me that feedback.
You know what is copyrighted?
What is?
Fireworks.
Fireworks. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I heard fireworks too.
There's a
celebration going on,
a
I heard.
Party. It's the day before 4th of July.
It is.
Which happens to be July 3rd.
July 3rd.
Yeah. I had to do a little bit
is
of
today
math there.
July 3rd?
Wait. Yeah, I think
wow.
So.
Wow. You know, I tend to not really pay attention to dates and time anymore.
Yeah.
Or age.
Is that why you got an Apple Watch?
Oh gosh. You know, I love my Apple Watch. Hey, did you set a timer, by the way?
You know what? Actually, I did not.
You know, I asked, Brandon is my very first guest on my very first podcast show.
I had one job.
One job.
And
he refuses.
I want to say, what is it, like maybe we were 5 minutes in?
You know, I feel like it's been years already.
Yeah.
You know, I feel like we already know each other so well.
Yeah, we do. Yeah. Wait, like more? Or like we already know each other more?
Well, I've never met you before. I actually met, you remember we were at Taco Mac, separate tables, separate friends.
Separate checks.
And then all of a sudden, there we were.
And then now it's still separate checks.
Nothing's changed in this friendship.
And I still don't know your middle name.
So, exactly.
And
so,
I think we should keep it that way.
So, Brandon, let me ask you, how was the drive into the studio today?
You know, it was great because it's almost like, it's like kind of like my home, you know? Mm. You say greenhouse.
Yep.
Podcast.
It's a homey
feeling. It literally feels like my home.
Mm-hmm.
Like I looked to
that's
my right.
That's what we're going for.
I see a lamp that looks just like one that's in my house.
Yep.
To my left, I see a kitchen.
Well, you know, that's all Linda's doing.
Linda's. You know what's funny? That's my aunt's name.
Really?
Yeah.
You know, well, she works hard for the people.
She does. Yeah. She does.
I hired her. She had a great job before, but I needed more help around here. I need to make it feel like a home. You know. Yeah. In fact, I don't know how the parking was for you. How was it for you, by the way?
It was quite simple.
Pretty simple.
We've been working on that. Probably clocked 30 hours parking in a driveway.
Oh, wow.
So it was actually pretty easy.
That's impressive.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if you on your way out today, if you talk to Lisa,
okay.
She'll validate your parking.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Cuz
a little short on change today.
Ah. Aren't we all?
Yeah. Ever since I got my Apple Watch and my Apple Pay, I tend to keep my wallet away, like on purpose.
You know, what is it with wallets these days?
I don't know. It's almost like if I go into a place and they don't accept Apple Pay, I won't actually buy anything.
I haven't bought anything in years.
Yeah. I mean this equipment.
I'm telling you.
We don't even know where it came from. It just.
I'm having a hard time because here's a situation. The other day, I went into a store. I'm not going to say which store. Again, with the whole problem.
Yeah.
With mentioning names on the air.
Yeah.
I went into a store. They didn't take this new digital format of payment known as Apple Pay. So I decided I'm gonna change everything.
Yeah.
I said, you know what? I'm just gonna hire somebody to go and do my shopping for me.
Okay.
The problem is. It's finding someone who accepts Apple Pay as a form of payment to pay them to go get my groceries for me.
So you're trying to use Apple Pay
to pay
the person that's using Apple Pay
for you. That is going to buy my groceries for me because I refuse to buy groceries.
So I heard that Square...
Unless it's Apple Pay.
I heard that Square Cash... is actually going to be implementing. Is that
I heard that too.
True or?
I heard that too, yeah.
I don't know. Maybe I'm just mixing my stuff.
I don't know. I've been out of town for 6 weeks now.
Wow. That's 2 weeks more than four.
It was definitely more than four.
Yeah.
Definitely 2 weeks more than four.
I
had to do the math on my. I used my fingers there for a moment. I was hoping nobody would see that since we're on radio.
Yeah.
Well, but now I just told everybody.
If you didn't say anything, you wouldn't have a problem.
You're right.
So, two quick things. I want to say two quick things.
I want you to say two quick things.
So, first of all, I want to say I think that we just talked about Apple Pay.
Sure.
I wonder if people will be listening to this like in the future and be like, really? They use like Apple Pay back in the day? You know, like it's like old, or if it's going to be so like revolutionary that it's just going to stay.
Well, I had this idea,
like the coin.
Yeah.
Like we still have coins.
We still have coins.
It survived. Mm. And then we can kind of come back to that. The second thing I want to say is shout out to the stranger I'm going to meet tomorrow.
Oh.
I don't know. I don't know your name. I would say your name, but I haven't met you yet.
Hey,
shout out to you, my friend.
I agree. I hope to meet you as well.
I'm hoping his name's like something exotic.
No, wait, why can't it be her name?
Like, well, it could be her.
Hmm.
But like, I'm hoping it's exotic. Like John.
Oh.
You know?
Or Sam.
But I say that, but it's actually spelled with an S.
Oh.
And that's literally it. It's just S.
I've never seen that.
But you pronounce it John.
Oh.
You know what I mean?
Wow.
I hope John, if you're listening out there, I hope we meet.
Would it be pronounced Jean or John?
Did you say June?
I said Jean.
Okay, June? No, it's John.
John.
John with an S. Just S.
Interesting.
But you know what's funny? I think if you went to Starbucks and they wrote S on a cup, I feel like they would actually say John. Because that's usually how it goes.
Is there a John in the room? Yeah, that works. Sorry, I was just testing it.
You know what's funny? I got a Starbucks the other day.
Yeah, how was that?
It was great.
Great experience.
Yeah, that one was good. I've had some that are like, you know. But
right,
So, you know, usually you go in and they write your name, and a lot of times they butcher it. So when they pronounce it, you're like, I don't know if that's me. Like,
sure.
I think it's my drink. Well, I actually went in and I did the order where you pick it up.
Right.
So it printed my name on a ticket, like digitally. Oh. So it said Brandon.
That's new.
Yeah, and she still said Braden.
Really?
And I was like, how? I thought this was, I was like, finally.
You can't even mess it up. It's not like bad handwriting.
I was like, finally, today's the day. No longer will they mess up my name. And then she's like, Braden?
We thought that day had come.
Yeah.
And yet.
And I'm pretty sure it wasn't because I couldn't hear her. Because my friend was like, did she say Braden? And I was like, yeah, she said Braden. Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
So, anyways, I just thought I'd share that story.
Well, you've heard what Siri calls your last name, right?
Quevedo. That is Quevedo.
Yeah. You know, your street name, from what I've heard on the streets, is Geppetto.
Yes, most people know me by Geppetto.
Can we confirm or deny this right now?
If you look me up on either Twitter or Facebook,
oh,
you will find that most of my friends call me Geppetto.
Oh, can you please let us know what your Twitter handle is?
Yes, we'd love to follow you. At, or as we say in Spanish, arroba.
Oh.
Japetoq. That's how I spell Geppetto. I don't spell like they do in Disney. I think it's easier that way.
Right.
Geppetto
sure.
Q. So yeah. Follow me.
Awesome. I will.
Not like follow me on Twitter.
Well, listeners, I think that it would be a great idea to follow him. In fact, if you check our website right now, you'll notice that we've linked Geppetto's Twitter handle and onto the description of this podcast.
Yes.
And you can visit us at thegreenhousepodcast.com to see this information.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
I'm excited.
Looks like we got like 5 minutes.
You know, I'm really impressed on how someone can talk on the radio.
Yeah.
Or in this case, a podcast. And we could just talk about anything.
Yeah.
And still have a great time, you know.
Like I'm not like grabbing like papers like I wish I had like a ruffling paper sound right now, but I can't,
right?
Because
we don't even need papers.
We don't have a script. This is
live. I thought about having a script. You know, my initial idea, and I feel like this is a good talking point for the very first episode.
Yeah.
Because a lot of people, they hear about this podcast and they're like, "So what is it about?"
And they're like, today's podcast, we're going to talk about, you know, global warming.
Global warming.
You know, why T-Rexes have short arms and, you know.
Why don't I have pants on?
Yeah. That's every day for you.
Yeah, you're right. So that's what they'd ask me. They say, you know, Jordan, why would you make a podcast and not have a topic? And I said, there is a topic.
The people.
And the people are the topic.
Are the topic.
Like it's, you. Like Brandon is on my show today. Brandon is the topic. However, we don't really talk about anything.
We don't.
But
something is said.
Something is said.
By people who have something to say.
Exactly. And this is what we're really excited about here. The whole team here at the Greenhouse Podcast, we're really excited to bring this entertainment in the audio form right directly to your ears or ear. Yeah. You know, I don't want to offend anyone.
You know, I feel bad saying this, sure. But I actually don't listen to a lot of podcasts.
Really?
Yeah, I do listen to one that Alec Baldwin does. He interviews like a lot of celebrities.
Now, what does he talk about?
He actually interviews, I forget what it's called, but he interviews celebrities, and he pretty much asks them about like what their life is like. You know, a lot of times it's before they were famous, so kind of cool background story of them. But I think doing this will actually get me to listen to more podcasts. See what's out there. You know, you got to support what you support.
I agree. And I think that when people listen to this podcast and they hear Brandon's voice, or they hear my voice, or they hear many, many of the other guests that we have lined up for this show. Currently, I have a good 30 guests lined up for this
30
show.
30 guests?
30.
You have that many friends?
There's even one guest who has already named his actual segment.
Yeah.
He wants to call it to the chocolate hour.
Ooh, I think I know who you're talking about.
I think we all know who we're talking about.
He is, I call him Chocolate Thunder.
Chocolate Thunder.
Or Chocolate Thunder, as they say sometimes.
Chocolate Thunder.
He's a mentor of mine. He's not just at work, but at life.
In life in general.
He's taught me many things.
He's a mentor to me in moments that I didn't know I needed mentoring.
So it's not like he butted in and was like, no, that's not how you wipe your butt, you know, no, or that's not how you shave.
Not that that's never happened.
But he does show up at times when you need him. It's like,
I agree.
You know, those movies where they're like, you know, like, when do I use it? Or how do I, and they're like, you'll know, sure, when you know.
Sure.
And I feel like one, at least one time they should make a movie where they're like you don't know, like, when you use it, like it fails, agreed, miserably, you know, and they just can't figure it out.
Agreed.
I'm just saying.
Well, I'm really excited that you got to be a part of this very first episode, Brandon.
Well, thank you.
And I want to thank you for joining us on this show. How does it feel? How does it feel to be the very first guest on the Greenhouse podcast? Be the first one in the house.
I think saying it's an honor is an understatement.
Oh.
So I'm just going to leave it a cliffhanger.
Oh, okay.
Because I'm hoping that over the next few weeks, months, years, however long this is going to be, that that answer isn't defined right now, but discovered over the years.
These are the wise words of Brandon Cavedo, ladies and gentlemen. In fact, I am excited to make this into a bumper sticker for our show. You can order these bumper stickers right now from our website for exactly $5.99 each.
I feel like that's going to be a really long bumper sticker.
Nope. It'll be okay.
It's, you know, it's literally a bumper sticker. Like, it's...
takes up the whole bumper.
It's they're going to have to install it from the factory.
Well, I have it custom ordered. Don't worry, everyone. In fact, it's not on the website right now, but you can email us requesting this.
Are we going to... I feel like we need to put a disclaimer that says... something so we won't get sued.
Well, no, there's a special fee if you really want it, on top of the $6.99 price.
Okay.
The fee is basically...
So kind of like what they did in Portlandia, where it's a one-time fee and then you pay once every year.
Exactly.
For the rest of your life.
This is how we're going to make money.
Once.
This is how we're just going to pay for the equipment for this show.
We're not going to do one of those like GoFundMe things. We're hard workers.
Hard workers. But anyway, I think Brandon, it's obvious that we want you to come back and be a part of this show more than just once. Because this was obviously just the introduction. Just, hey, let's let everybody know what this show is about,
yes,
what we're doing. We're going to have guests on every episode. It's a different guest. However, I would consider you to be a guest star, Brandon, because, you know, we've had many moments of
Time together.
Road trips.
Nashville.
Videos.
That one time we made that music video with the dancing penguins.
A lot of improv.
Lots of improv.
You know, it's been fun. So I really do want you to come back and we'll have a lot more fun. Just to give you guys a sneak peek of who we have coming up on the next episodes. Not necessarily in this order, but just to give you guys an idea. We'll be having... Chocolate Thunder, and I'll leave that up in the air. We will also have a gentleman by the name of Ben Davis. He's going to be coming on the show.
Ooh, Ben Davis. I haven't talked to him in a while.
Indeed.
I saw him.
But you'll be able to listen to him. You'll be able to listen to him on the show.
Yeah.
We will be having a gentleman named Dino.
Dino. I feel like he's my alter ego, but he's not.
I can agree.
I don't know if that's a good explanation.
I can see that. No, but definitely. Definitely. We also have a gentleman named Jesse. He has committed his time to this as well. Gosh, the list just goes on and on, honestly. But these are some of the few that stand out as they're very passionate to be on the show.
Yeah. You know what I like about Jesse? I don't like Boston very much.
Sure.
I don't like the Revs. I don't like the Patriots, you know.
But these all brands of milk?
Maybe.
Okay.
You could say that, but no, there are sports teams in Boston.
Sports teams, yes.
But
sports.
I don't really like them, but Jesse, you know, I like Jesse. So I feel like I can't talk bad about them.
Agreed.
At least in front of him.
Who doesn't like Jesse?
You know.
He's a great guy.
Well, you know, there's Susan, but...
Susan, of course. So we're also going to have Alex Byers on the show.
Alex. That guy's...
that'll be a real
he's
treat.
He's a talented guy.
Isn't he?
Like you kind of look at him and you think, yeah, it's Alex, you know, it's a guy. And then you find out like all the things. I'm not going to spoil it for you guys, but you find out all the things he does, and it's just amazing.
You guys are going to love him. He's got quite the unique personality, quite the unique set of skills. A very unique set of skills.
Particular set of skills.
Particular set of skills. And he will find this podcast. And he will kill it.
In a good way.
In a good way. Exactly. So yeah, that about wraps everything up today for the Greenhouse Podcast, guys. Again, Brandon, thank you for being on the show.
Thank you so much. This was an honor, and we're looking forward to the next time.
I'm looking forward to it as well, and we'll see you next time. Guys, be sure to check us out on our website, thegreenhousepodcast.com. If you have any questions or you want to be on the show, feel free to email me. I can't guarantee anything because this show is very high in demand right now for interviews. Everybody is looking forward to these interviews. If you check our website, you can see the comments. You can see the raving and excitement around the show. I cannot wait, personally. So we'll see you next time, guys, on the Greenhouse Podcast. Again, you can email us at thegreenhousepodcast@icloud.com. Greenhousepodcast@icloud.com. Thanks for joining. All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is Jordan and Brandon. How's it going, Brandon?
What's up, man?
So we have something that we do very special here. This was inspired by Brandon Quevedo. You might know him.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say something. Oh, sorry. Hey, yeah, you know me. I was waiting for you. So yeah, we thought of an idea, and it's just a kind of a fun way to make it interactive across podcasts, and it kind of encourages you to listen to the podcast and, you know, be excited for the next one.
Exactly.
What I would like to do is I'm going to ask three questions. I don't know what they are yet, but I'm going to ask these questions for our guest next week. I don't know who it is either.
That's right. So you're going to be hearing Brandon and I.
I apologize for
that. Oh, was that your cell phone?
We
had one rule.
Let's just say this. I like sports.
So these are the questions that Brandon are going to... He's going to ask these questions to you, and you are going to answer them live on a recorded podcast to everyone listening.
I think that sounded kind of confusing. So
we'll do it one more time.
I'll ask three questions, and then next week's episode, that guest will answer them. And then after they answer those three questions, they get to ask three questions of their own for the following week. Or the following episode, I guess. Does that sound good?
Sounds good to me.
Cool. So, audience, if you understand what's happening, continue listening. I was going to say, like, nod your head, but I don't know if that works.
It could work.
I'm sensing in, like, the Buford area, like, someone, like, kind of was like, yeah, like, whoa, whoa, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I agree.
That was just my... Okay. So question number one, next week's guest, if you had to wear green pants or purple shorts, which one would you choose and why? That's my first question.
That's a really good question.
I feel like it's kind of psychological.
Mm-hmm.
Is that the word?
I agree.
By the way, you have there's like an eyelash. There's something in your eye.
In my eye.
I don't know if you can... I don't know if it's bothering you.
Are we good?
I think we're good.
All right.
It was kind of, I was just literally staring at it like.
Thanks.
Like, oh my gosh.
Only a true friend.
I don't know if I can concentrate. No, it has nothing to do with me being a friend. I wanted to get through this segment.
You could not finish what you were trying to say.
All right. The next question is, if you had an eyelash in your, in your eye. No, I'm just kidding. Question number two. If you had to... if you could travel in time, would you want to be able to travel into the future or into the past?
That's a good one.
You can only choose one.
You have to choose one.
You have to choose one. You have to choose one.
Now you have one more question, Brandon.
I have one more.
You get to ask the guest of next week.
I gotta
week.
Make this good.
One thing. One more thing. All right. So what's question number three?
Okay. So I this is more of a task, not a question. What I would like for the next guest to do is pick a Disney movie, and you can pretty much pick anyone you want, but the ending has to change, and you have to say what the ending is. You have to change the ending of the Disney film. You don't have to say why, but just to, you know, use your creative ideas and just to see, you know, what you think it should have ended or how you think it should have ended.
These are all good questions.
Yeah.
And that was three questions from our guest today. He's going to be a repeating guest, ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Quevedo. Thanks for joining us. And it's up to you, guest from next week's episode, to answer these questions and have a great time.
Yeah, I look forward to hearing the answer.
Yes.
And also the questions you have for next week as well.
Listeners, you can look forward to this as well. And then, of course, the guest next time will be able to ask questions for the next guest.
This is good. I like it.
It's a great idea.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Y'all have a good night.
We'll see you next time on the Greenhouse Podcast. Greenhouse.